If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Gentlemen's sweep. Good night, Lakers. And good night to the season. A season that will be remembered forever, Pearl, because of the trade for Luka Doncic. And it ends in a whimper. Luka was not good. He hurt his back last night. He was hobbled. He looked slow. LeBron was not good last night. J.J. Redick was not good last night. Austin Reeves was not good last night. And, you know, quite frankly, the Timberwolves outside of Rudy Gobert were not great last night, and they won anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so interesting. Reggie Miller said early in the game, the Lakers look tight. In the sense that they were feeling some pressure. They did not come out loose and ready to go. So I think they saw the writing on the wall, and I think LeBron knew he did not have really the weaponry to compete with Minnesota.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was a tie game. They were up by one late in the fourth quarter, like in the 3 minutes left to go, about 2 minutes left to go, but they just couldn't close it out. You're right. I never got the sense they really believed.
Yes.
But they were kind of playing the role. They were kind of going through the motions, if you will.
And we keep coming back to it. It seems obvious now, the decision to play all the starters for the entire second half in game four, you saw there was a I know his back was hurting too, but there was a sort of a short shot that Luka missed at the end of the game that he hits all the time. Yeah. Like, it was pure, his legs were not there.
Let's hear from LeBron James. Manny, can I hear cut one? So LeBron was asked about not having a center. And he was also asked in this clip, we don't have the question for you, but I'll set it up. He was asked, like, did you feel like you had to really take on a lot more of a physical load over the last few weeks? And do you think that played into exiting the playoffs in the first round?
No comment. I never say that because my guy AD said what he needed, and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment. I put that uniform on every night. I gave everything I had, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we know where LeBron feels like the blame lies, which is the front office who didn't give him a center and traded away AD. Obviously, AD was always asking for a center, Anthony Davis. But it feels a little silly, you know, for LeBron to say that when you did get Luka Doncic back.
No, like, but I know what you mean, Meg, but the truth is they definitely need. I mean, Rudy Gobert, who's never really been as effective in the playoffs, just got 24 rebounds on you. He's right.
Let's hear more from LeBron. Not sure how much longer he's going to keep playing.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play.
I mean, I'll spare us all the entire offseason here. He's definitely going to play because, first of all, I think he wants Bronny to stay in the league, and there's no guarantee of that once he's off the roster, unless they have some kind of handshake deal. And then the other part is, you know, you got to give this a second year, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
The LeBron-Luka experiment, this can't be half a season and then done.
I like my plan, though. If you're LeBron James and you really wanted to win a title, wouldn't you get out of there? Wouldn't you go? And my spot, where do you go when you're LeBron? You go back home, baby. Go to Cleveland. And I'm saying that kind of as a joke because he did it before. But you got to get out of this West. If he added, if he went, he said, I'm going to do one more symbolic year at home in Cleveland. You add him to that team, boom, you're in the finals. I mean, they're the best. They have won 64 games this year without him. I just think that he's looking at this Lakers team. Normally, we've talked about this. LeBron usually 3 years, right?
Right.
3 years and he's gone. But now he's stuck around L.A., we think, because his son. I think if he really, really wanted to win at the highest level, he would leave.
Okay, but here's the deal. It's not fantasy football or fantasy basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's real life stuff here about that. And two, I can't help but bring this now to the GOAT debate, which I know we love to have around here about LeBron and Jordan. And you and I have argued over this about how much credit LeBron would get for a title, even with Luka. And you think not much.
We're getting into a bus driver, bus rider conversation.
Exactly.
No, I didn't say.
If he goes to Cleveland, he's going to get, and they win a title, that anyone's going to be like, you know what? I think LeBron is closer to Jordan now.
Man.
And I'm not saying that's the only reason why LeBron's playing basketball at this point. He's playing because he still can play at a very high level, and the Bronny aspect and all that.
That's fair.
But going to Cleveland and winning on a Donovan Mitchell's and, whatever.
Evan Mobley,
Jared Allen's coattails not going to do it.
It's not even because Cleveland's so good. It's just the West is so ridiculous right now that he can get to the final. He'll lose in the finals, don't get me wrong. But I just think he's got to look at next year. And I don't think the Lakers have enough moves to bring in. They don't just need a center. They need three or four more pieces so they can go nine deep. Or what do you go, eight deep? I just don't think they brought in guys like Jared Vanderbilt and Dorian Finney-Smith, who are good defenders, but you saw their limitations, I think, in this series. I mean, you can't just win with LeBron at this point, Luka. You can't have a two. And you think about LeBron's great teams, it wasn't just two guys. Obviously Bosh and Wade, but even when he was with Kyrie in Cleveland, like Smith would step up, Kevin Love would step up. There's something wrong with the roster. And I think I agree. LeBron was calling out Pelinka more than anything.
Kyrie Irving, by the way, in the building, injured in the building, though, to watch, and he was sitting front row. I think this is interesting. I'd love the audience to weigh in here at 888-710-4ISN. For the Laker lovers and the Laker haters, we're asking, who do you blame the most for the Lakers losing in five games to the T-Wolves? We gave you Luka Doncic, LeBron James, J.J. Redick, and Austin Reeves. LeBron James is winning this poll slightly. You blame him the most? And Luka is getting no blame on this whatsoever. Okay, maybe his back was definitely hurting last night, so you got to give him some. But you would really blame LeBron more than J.J. Redick? That I don't understand.
Well, actually, why?
Or Luka, matter. And I know he's playing through an injury. Well,
but why would you blame Luka? Luka just got there. It's not his team.
Dude, he's one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, he's younger. He's one of the best players in the NBA. They were in the finals last year.
But it's not. Yeah, I know. But he's not really the kind of player who's just going to come in immediately. Like, he needs some time. He just got there. He's like, how many games did he play? Also, why are you blaming J.J. Redick? I don't think there's another coach who could have taken this team anywhere.
Well, maybe then it's more Rob Pelinka. But Rob Pelinka, maybe it's just the construction. But it feels weird to say that when you have these two guys on the team and they lose. And the guys, we're not talking about who do you blame they didn't win a title. They just got gentlemen swept out by the T-Wolves, and Rudy Gobert was looking like Will Chamberlain.
I mean, it's also, we can't say the West is too hard and there's nothing they can do about it when they just played in this Western Conference and they finished third in the West.
They won how many games? 52?
But my point is that they're clearly... This was not a close series. They lost in five games. Like, there's only a two-game difference between the T-Wolves and Lakers. That's just, it should be a seven- or six-game series. It should be a long series.
I mean, years ago, they got swept by the Nuggets,
The Nuggets were the 12 games better than them, right? Like, they were a much better team. Like, that's where I look at this and say, we can say the West is tough. It's like, well, they played the West. That's the conference they play in. They had a good record, so... Why did you guys get beat so early? It could be matchups. Pearl could be right about that.
They won 50. They were 50 and 32. For contrast, the Memphis Grizzlies were 48 and 34, and they got destroyed in the first round. So they're basically the same exact record. Well, the West is bananas.
Grizzlies got destroyed by a 66-win team. It's totally different.
I just wonder if there's nothing you can take anymore from the regular season outside of like OKC or Cleveland, and they're these far and away number one seeds. But after that, because guys are load managing, they're not playing on certain nights, they're playing on other nights, and not all records are created equal. That Memphis team, you said, won 48 games. They could not be any team with above 500 record.
Yeah, and then Ja got hurt too. But also, Minnesota had a bizarre, they should have been much better this year. They said Rudy Gobert
said peaking at the right time.
Right, they had a very up and down season because they were adjusting to a new team. I mean, if you're going to be fair to the Lakers, they only had how many games to put this together? You need to be on the court for a whole season. It was unrealistic to expect LeBron and Luka to gel immediately with all these guys. You got to give them another year.
And to be honest, too, we think about Pelinka. We keep saying this: the trade was rescinded. It was rescinded by the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, they are the ones who decided. They looked at Mark Williams' knees or ankles, whatever was wrong with him, and said he's not fit to play in the NBA. And then he played the rest of the season. So why was that trade rescinded? Like, and look, maybe 5 years now we'll see Mark Williams had some issue that doesn't allow him to play.
Yeah.
But Pelinka's going to have to answer that question. Like, he could have very well been a Laker. Maybe this series is different.
I love that Mark Williams is the missing piece.
Did you see his tweet last night, by the way?
No, what did he say?
He had like, I don't know, he did like, I think he did the RIP Bozo post I saw on Twitter last night.
I want my damn respect, too.
Yeah, I mean, people may be getting a little too giddy about the Lakers losing this one. I think Mark Williams would be one. I don't know where Nico Harrison is, the Mavs GM.
He posted a smiley face last night.
Yeah. Haters. Yeah.
Mark Williams was in the G League 17 months ago. So, I mean, it's not like this. He was definitely Will Chamberlain coming to join Jerry West to take the Lakers over the top.
Yeah, I mean, he averaged 15 and 10 this year. I mean,
the Hornets.
Right, but still. I mean, it's the NBA. Not Jackson. Jackson Hayes wasn't doing that.
No,
I'll tell you that.
Jackson Hayes could have got 15 points with the Hornets. Jackson Hayes were awful.
Jackson Hayes is terrible. He that's not going to
happen. Was he the 8th pick overall? I mean, he was at least a high lottery pick.
He was a high pick.
I mean, here's the part, too, is that they were going to trade Dalton Knecht, right? Was going to be the centerpiece of that
right,
trade.
And he
didn't play for the last month of the season and then in the playoffs. Here's J.J. Redick. He will look for ways to be better moving forward.
I'll use my own thoughts to evaluate myself, and I'll use what my players say and what my coaching staff says to evaluate. But you know, I know I can be better, and I know I will get better. I don't necessarily take any satisfaction from how the year went. That's not to say I'm not proud of what the group was able to do and how we were able to figure things out on the fly.
Redick here, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Pearl, a small one, but before the game, coaches have a media availability in the playoffs. They do press conferences pregame. And J.J. Redick was asked how much is he going to consult with his assistants in timeouts and breaks about the rotations because he played his entire starting five the second half of game four, and he walked out.
Wait, he's
like, that's a weird question. That's a weird question. I talk to my assistants all the time. I'm out of here.
That is a bit of an insulting question. It's
like, well, you're on the brink of elimination, and your team just. Yeah. Have you it? Oh, let's hear it. We got J.J. Redick. So again, this is pregame. Not happy with the question.
As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment? Sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day, and. Is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? Do you think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
Thank you, Coach.
Then you hear him just put the mic down. We've wondered how J.J. Redick is going to fare here because that was before the game, okay? So now you lose and, you know, getting snippy and giving you the whole J.J. Redick, I don't know if it's the right tactic.
I'll tell you what. One of the stunning moments I saw from last night's game was, I think it was the first half, where Reggie Miller says, during their, you know, they do the meeting with the coaches where they talk, pre-production meeting. And he said that he had to tell J.J. Redick that he had to let go of game four. Like, he felt like in the comments he was making, he was still holding on and defending that decision.
Mm.
And Reggie said, I had to tell him, like, hey, you got to let that go, man. And then, forgive me, I don't remember who the sideline reporter was, but she also said
Allie.
That J.J. Redick came to this game looking tight and anxious.
Yeah.
That looks like that sounded like a tight and anxious man. She was referring to that press conference. She said even after that, he seemed very tight coming into this game.
Yeah, and he got to get coached.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of?
By a good coach, by the way.
Basically, there were so many. Remember, really, Herm Edwards was the one that he had to have a guy who told him how much time was left in the game, Dick Curl. Yeah. And Andy Reid had this guy, too. There's certain coaches who have trouble with clock and game management who hire a coach to just remind them of the situation.
Definitely.
I think that's what they were saying to J.J. Redick. Like, do you have a guy who's on top of you to keep the rotations fresh? Which is actually kind of a fair question, but I understand why Redick was offended.
Yeah, well, I think he's easily offended, too, because I think he is always looking for, you know, the chip on the shoulder, and he's always looking for that. But, yeah, that'd be like the analytics guy now, the go-for-it-on-fourth-down guy now in the NFL, right?
Well, I do think a lot of NFL coaches do have coaches exactly in that situation who there's a lot to keep track of in a game. And J.J. might have lost track of his rotation.
Yeah, is it Luka getting taken out on a stretcher? Was that how he knew how tired he was? I'm just kidding. But, like, do you really need a get-back guy for that? I don't know.
The get-back guy. Well, that's McVay, right? That guy who basically has to go to the gym 6 days a week to hold Sean McVay back. He's such a wild man on the side.
Maybe he needs a big dom.
He needs a big... He needs a fixer.
Yeah.
Just clearly there's something missing here. I like what we're doing. We're helping the Lakers. Every team needs a big dom.
Well, here's the thing about Redick, though. If he's gonna take everything personally and all of that, and it's gonna get tight. Well, there's also things on the court that we can criticize here, not just the rotations. The Maxi Kleber move was indefensible. Well, I mean, you look so desperate that he put a guy in who's playing in the fourth quarter of this elimination game who hasn't played since January 25th when he was a member of the Mavs.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. I mean, it was a terrible coaching performance.
But is he trying to send a message to Pelinka? Because then, if so, like, hey, this is who I have. Like, these are the groceries I can cook the meal with. But even that, I don't like because it's playing out so publicly.
I mean, I think he was grasping at straws. I think, and I tweeted at halftime, I was like, there's no more adjustments for this series. It's over unless something astronomical happens. And didn't take a basketball Einstein to know that.
Yeah.
He had nothing. And I think that for him, my concern is he long for this job? Like, because it was a bad playoff loss, but this was a season in which it was a good season, and you're still in the middle of a playoff series, and he's having a meltdown. We just did meltdowns yesterday, and we had one literally later on in the day. Like, to me, I know someone called him J.J. Thibodeau, and I know I complain how much Tom Thibodeau drives me crazy, but, like, Tom Thibodeau would just said a nonsensical answer, and would have, like, that would never been a story. Because, like, as crazy as Tibbs is, he doesn't know not to give the Met media anything. He knows not to put yourself...
Unless it's complaining about the
rest. And, like, to me, that's a waste of energy to, like, be wound up about this. I wonder for J.J., like, he seems like a pretty decent coach, but the temperament's got to change.
Just like the 20th time he's got into it. Like, it wasn't just the playoffs. He's been like this all year long. You know, I actually thought he was better than I thought he was going to be. I'll be totally honest. I thought he was a pleasant surprise.
Well, you know, you get Luka Doncic traded to your team. They were fine before that, but it's not like the cupboard is bare here. Yeah. It was a bad matchup. The roster is not complete. I'll give you that. But they traded for one of the best young players in the league. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Will Luka LeBron ever win a title?
Kleber, by the way, had a much better plus minus than some of the other guys. Kleber played 5 minutes and was minus one. LeBron minus 14. Explain that for your goat bag.
Who do you blame most for the Lakers losing? LeBron James now on our poll at Maggie Pro, getting the lion's share of the blame here. Do you see it that way? I do not. 888-710-4ISN. And he was not good last night.
Wait, but who did you vote for then?
I voted for Redick.
So, I don't see that Redick could have done anything with this. We should add Pelinka.
I also think Luka Doncic, again, aggravated his back. He said that it did hurt. He was still out there playing. But does Luka get any blame for this, too? Because you were getting the full Luka game.
Why would you blame Luka? I don't know. It just doesn't feel
because he looks slow.
He wasn't good.
Yeah, I mean,
he couldn't hit a shot.
Yeah, have you ever seen Luka Doncic play? By the way, you say he didn't hit a shot, probably at 25. He just sort of guts his way into points.
The fourth quarters, they were so... Yeah. I mean, listen, and I think they were gassed. Let's see. Luka, 7 for 18, 2 for 8 from 3.
28 points. His leading scorer by a long stretch. I mean, it's Luka. Trust me, he has bad shooting games. He has good shooting games. He is what he is. I think that he needs much more defense around. Remember last year, the Mavs were like, you know what? Luka's got his limitations. We're going to bring in these two amazing defenders at center. Like, you got to start building around Luka. Actually, we shouldn't even be talking about LeBron. We should be talking about how do the Lakers build a champion around Luka, because they need completely new pieces here.
888-710-4ISN. Luka's. The L.A. Lukas, basically. Yeah, the L.A. Lakers.
Pretty, it's not a bad headline.
That's
there.
Coming. We've seen that.
We also have the prank
Lukers,
call.
The instead Lukers. Of the Lakers.
The prank call scandal in the NFL. How outraged were you by that? Kind of feels like there's two camps here. There's a camp that's saying, this is beyond awful, terrible, and hated to see guys get prank called on their big night and have it maybe ruined. And two, it's like, well, it was just kind of a stupid kid. Did the dad really deserve to get fined $100,000 because of his dumb kid? Made a stupid decision? 888-710.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For ISN, it's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Okay.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You know what? It's amazing, Maggie. How many people have called in and said that if the Lakers had played center Jackson Hayes, they would have won last night? What Jackson Hayes are they talking about? Are they talking about Jackson Dart? Because Jackson Hayes just did not work. And honestly, bigger picture, after Rudy Gobert went off last night, centers don't play in the playoffs. You're supposed to be able to go small. So it's all very confusing to me. I don't think they're a center away, the Lakers, from winning a title. I think they're much bigger problems. Like, they need three guys, four guys, because LeBron is 40. He cannot be Scottie Pippen to Luka's Michael Jordan. Like, they are pretty far away from a title to me.
Okay, but, you know, adding three guys in an offseason is not crazy to think. Like, you shake up your roster. You realize where your pressure points are. Center is definitely one of them, and adding some more size inside so that you can maybe grab some of the rebounds if your guys are having an off night, or you know, you can space the floor a little bit better if those guys can shoot as well, which is all the better and something you need in the NBA right now. Set big men got to shoot. So, yeah, like, I don't think it's so insurmountable to me. Like, you have the cornerstones of LeBron and Luka. This is not some flailing operation here. You're not the Utah Jazz.
But you're always going to be adding marginal guys unless, I mean, listen, I don't want to get into aprons and salary caps, but it's going to be your Jared Vanderbilts and your Dorian Finney-Smiths and your sort of older Russell Westbrook. I don't think you're going to be able to get, you know, like Lakers style, a superstar in here. And I think you might need another star.
Well, I think you got to take a page out of the Nuggets book. You know, the Nuggets are paying Luka. They're paying Jokic and Jamal Murray tons and tons of money.
And it's killing them.
Well, but they have a really good supporting cast. Is it killing them?
That's exactly why they didn't get to the finals last year, because they had to let their entire supporting cast go.
Okay, but look at who they have with the Aaron Gordons and the Christian Browns. And these guys, Aaron Gordon, I think, is like a role player plus. But, you know, you have guys, and I think the Nuggets now, you get past the Clippers, this is going to be a really dangerous team.
Well, they obviously fired their coach with five games left in the season. No, I think the Nuggets are exactly the same problem with the Lakers. They couldn't afford, or they didn't want to pay for anything deeper than their fifth spot.
Right.
So you need, you know, they let Bruce Brown go. They let KCP go. Like, they had, I think KCP was there, right? Can't remember. He's always in the finals somewhere or other. But generally, it's hard to have depth. And I think the Lakers just need a lot of help. And I don't see it happening in time before LeBron retires.
Let's go to Adrian in Maryland. We are asking you, do you think LeBron and Luka will ever win a title together? What's up, Adrian?
Hey, good morning, guys. They will never win a title. Luka doesn't play any defense. Reeves doesn't play any defense. LeBron's too old to play defense. They should have put Jackson Hayes out there. I'm not going to say they would have won, but he could have at least gave some kind of effort. Because if you looked at Rudy Gobert, he looked like he was playing against the senior playing against a bunch of freshmen.
He was like two heads taller than everybody.
He was just dunking on him like it was no resistance, which is funny. I want to get to this prank calling.
Yeah.
I've listened to all these shows, and nobody's asked the question, what was the DC doing with the number anyways? Shouldn't it just be your head coach, your GM, and your owner with the kids, the phone number? It's like, you know, you go to a job, you interview the job, and some random person in the company calls you, like a restaurant, a dishwasher. The dishwasher calls you and says, you got a job. Are you really going to believe that? That's what's on my mind. Mm. I'm just trying to figure out, why did the defensive coordinator have this phone number when, especially a quarterback, what's he going to talk to the quarterback about being drafted?
Right. No, Adrian, that's funny. I think the defense coordinator, not exactly the dishwasher in the restaurant, but I totally understand what you're saying. I think everyone in the coaching staff in the front office probably has the numbers. It's like a database where they update it constantly to make sure everyone's got the right numbers.
Yeah.
I believe what I read was that everybody who gets the daily transaction wire from the NFL, that was the email list that they used to send out draft phone numbers.
You know, it's,
so Olbrich coordinators are on that, so he got that. Like, he gets every day that this person was put on waivers, this person went on IR, that kind of stuff.
Do you know how they tip picks? Like, many people have done that in the past. There's an intranet that teams and everybody on the team gets it. So the pick comes in 3 minutes before it's announced on TV. I'm sure it's on the same intranet. Listen to me with the fancy words. I'm sure it's the same thing. I don't think it's that hard to get it. The other thing, too, the head coach and the owner have to call even the seventh round pick. So what point do you hand that job off? I guess the head coach, but the owner ain't talking to a sixth rounder normally. There's no way.
Yeah, I guess I think the defensive coordinator might call guys.
Yeah, I wonder if you... Well, I was actually...
They took two defensive players. The Falcons did, let's just say, for example.
Yeah.
They took two defensive players, including trading next year's first for Pierce from Tennessee. Like, Jeff Ulbrich's going to be in charge of making sure those guys are developed. Like, he's got to have phone numbers,
them. They definitely had... Have I ever told you guys about my fantasy to own an NFL team? It's high up there on my fantasy list. It'd be awesome.
I know.
I was thinking about it. in my fantasy, I don't form tight relationships with players because I know I'm going to have to cut them. Mm. I have a Patriots-like thing. So I'm not calling any draft picks. If I'm an owner, I'm staying at... I don't want to get emotionally attached to my players.
Right. This is an interesting fantasy. It's like you want to own the team and immediately just stiff-arm the players.
Well, I want to be Patriot-like because I'm going to... I want
to
win.
Robert Kraft got really close to Brady, and it Aaron up Hernandez. Remember?
It screwed up everything. Yeah. You know, I think, well, we'll get into that. That's a great point. I don't know. I just think it's an interesting dynamic here. I would have my DC by the seventh round. I'm like, you're going to be a special teams player. I'm not calling you if I'm an owner.
Pearl's cutthroat, man. Rob is in the Bay Area. Rob, what do you think about the prank call scandal sweeping the NFL?
Hey, guys. I think I have a little bit different take. I'm not sure. But one thing that's been really bugging me about this whole thing is that Jax Albright is not a kid. He's not some 13, 14-year-old kid trying to prank call a pizza place on a Friday afternoon. He's a 21-year-old grown man, and he stole from his daddy's laptop and tried to ruin another grown man's life. So that's what's the big thing that's bugging me here. Stop calling him a kid. He's a grown man. He's not a kid anymore, and he's not making, like I said, he's not just being jovial and having fun. He tried to ruin Shador's life, and... like,
well, ruin
gonna,
his life, I mean.
I'm not saying ruin his life, but mentally, that's going to mess somebody up. You think, I mean, already what he was going through, but then trying to play some stupid prank? Like, dude, get out of here. You're like, you seem like a spoiled little frat rich kid, and I'm sick of everyone calling him a kid. He's not a kid. He's an adult.
Rob, I get that. I get that. I mean, 21, I don't know. I think you're still making childish moves at 21. I'm not forgiving it. I'm just saying, I mean... Manny just pointed two thumbs at himself.
My frontal lobe is completely developed, and I still do stupid things.
That was a very interesting and very specific example that Rob just gave. It's not like you're prank calling a pizza place on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah,
it's
sounds like Robert thought that. I just think this whole idea, like if he was somebody who was poor and called him, then it'd be okay. Like I just don't understand why when the NFL is actually levying a real fine, they should consider these circumstances. Because
that
10...
he's entitled, you mean? That he's a son of a coach.
I understand. Like, yes, I do totally understand the issue, but the NFL is sort of black and white about rules. So there were 10 players who were prank called that we know of right now. There might have been more. So are they gonna dig into all the other 9 and start finding everybody $100,000? What if it's a scouts kid who only makes $75,000 a year? Does he get a $100,000 fine?
So,
I mean, he better, because otherwise, what are we doing here?
I was thinking about this. You know, it's not the same thing, but do you guys remember right before the draft when the Giants GM, Joe Shane, his son put out a Jackson Dart hype video on his Instagram? Mm-hmm. And then, lo and behold, what happened? The Giants end up trading back into the first round for Jackson Dart. Clearly, the dad told the kid what they were planning to do, and the kid had knowledge.
Or vice versa. The kid might have told the dad who you're taking because the kid was the genius.
But to be fair, I think part of the reason, first of all, that wasn't a data breach. That was just someone doing something to show off to their friends about how cool they are, I think. But also, the kid was younger. And because like that's what Rob is saying. He's 21 years old. You shouldn't be giving him any kind of benefit of the doubt because he's still young. Joe Shane's kid. It was like, well, he's 15.
But also, you have to remember, Joe Shane's kid was already a huge viral sensation. Adam Schefter just tweeted out the day before the video of him on Offseason Hard Knocks saying, "Dad, do whatever you can to get Jaden Daniels."
Wow, Jaden Daniels.
So it is a little different. It's not some normal GM kid. This is an idiot savant drafting him. He's amazing.
And I think the difference with this as well is it was clearly a thing to humiliate Shador, right? Like, this guy had been projected to be in the first round. He was waiting this whole time. We knew he wasn't going to get drafted by the Saints. So it was like a way to inflict humiliation onto Shador Sanders.
To counter that, EJ, 9 other players got hit who are not in the same situation, and it's any different.
Right, but none of those guys we expected to be drafted in the first round.
But that's just circumstantial. Like, were they trying to humiliate Mason Graham?
But the circumstances matter here, though. Like, it does. Like, Shador Sanders, we just talked about it. Is this the biggest draft story of all time? Everyone in the country knew that this guy was falling.
Yeah. But doesn't it change the story that they were hitting everybody haphazardly? They were pranking all over the place.
Well, not him. At least we don't know. It seems
but they were going to get Shador. I mean, they got Abdul Carter and Mason Graham and Tyler Warren. I just think that changed the story a little bit to me.
Yeah.
I hear you. Like, it was Shador is a big deal. I agree. It's the biggest draft story ever.
I just think that's why people are focused on that. It was because like, we knew if Mason Graham got prank called, he wasn't going to be waiting another day to get called, right? Like, he was going to wait another 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Like, Abdul Carter's going to wait another 5 seconds to get called.
And if
Shador Sanders had to wait literally a whole another day.
If Mason Graham had fallen, then we would have been upset at that prank call, too.
Exactly.
You know, the fall does matter.
Yeah, we're asking you, how big of a deal do you think this is? Because some people were extremely offended by this. Others were said, yeah, he's a stupid kid and, you know, maybe he didn't deserve to get this much of a fine, especially for his dad, $100,000. Keep the phone calls coming at 888-710-4ISN. Bogish has the latest.
Guys, the Rockets and Warriors are headed back to San Francisco for Game 6 tomorrow night since those Rockets ran away with Game 5 last night, 131-116 in Houston, and they go back to Northern California with some around the Warriors accusing the Rockets of targeting Steph Curry's injured right thumb. Draymond Green said it's obvious, but
I'm not one to come to cry to you about what the league should do. I see enough people cry about me, and I lose respect for those people when they cry about me, so I would not allow somebody to lose respect for me over that.
A shocking amount of self-awareness from Draymond Green.
Yeah, shout out to him.
I couldn't tell if that was crazy mature or like ridiculous next level, like pot and kettle and stuff like that.
I got nothing to say. Shut up!
Shut up!
Okay, either way, here's Dylan Brooks saying whatever's happening is part of the game.
If I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time. So, whatever they're saying on the broadcast, they can keep saying it.
And yes, the first accusations of this came on Warriors TV, I believe. Curry's thumb has been an issue since January. He plays in a wrap, as you've noticed, and he gets post-game treatment still on that thumb.
Have you guys seen a picture of his thumb?
No.
It is gruesome.
Oof.
It looks crazy.
Like Brian Baldinger level finger?
I don't even see Brian Baldinger's fingers, but it looks like there's like a golf ball underneath like his like joint. It looks crazy.
Dude, it's Google bad. Brian Baldinger's finger.
Look at my
fingers. It's a thumb. It's a pinky. And it's just to the left.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I've seen
look at
I've
my fingers right now.
Fingers, yeah.
I have to go see a finger doctor. My ring finger is deformed right now.
Yeah,
I'm being dead serious.
Finger doctor.
No, if I show Andrea my pinky, yeah, no, she I have to go. I think I've.
You guys are the worst.
Wait.
Do not include me in this.
Finger doctors are huge. Like, they're. It's hard to get an appointment.
They're called finger doctors.
Or hand doctors. Yeah. What are you?
Hand specialists. Yeah. Like orthopedist.
Wait, hold on one second. Who cares? What is the difference there?
Well, it sounds funny.
It does.
But the other part is you guys cannot start comparing your injuries to professional basketball players.
Why
we are not?
Not
that show.
The same injury. I think I broke, either tore this tendon or broke my, it's the same exact injury that Steph Curry has.
I'm looking at the picture of Brian Baldinger's finger. No, yeah, Perloff. Yeah, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
well, Baldy is an exception. But you're telling me these fingers look normal?
You don't need them to do your job well.
Right. They didn't get caught in a face mask of an NFL player.
I'll back you up here, Pearl. He has to type a lot, so you know those fingers, they get a lot of
I'm actually
of
really bummed. I think they're gonna have to go in and break my finger. I'm super depressed about this. I feel like I'm gonna need surgery,
but they'll heal it. Like that's a means to an end. They're not just breaking it like a mob style
just for fun.
Right, I didn't mean they're going to break my finger because I owe them the bill, Maggie. Like, hopefully insurance covers.
Break your kneecap.
Nobody was implying, yeah.
Wait, it's for a means for an end.
Oh,
you know?
Thanks for clearing that up because it wasn't clear.
Who cares how the surgery gets done as long as it gets done well? That's what I'm saying. You're not going to tell the doctor, can you actually not break it? You can just, break around it? Like, you got to do what you got to do. Do you want it fixed or not?
No, I mean, it's incredibly depressing to get finger surgery and not be able to play basketball for 4 months. And yes, that would be horrible to get surgery on my finger. It would stink.
But you don't have to get the surgery because you don't. The Golden State Warriors aren't relying on you to drop 30 in 2 days.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors of Brooklyn are, though.
Exactly.
No offense.
The Red Hook Warriors.
Yeah, but Steph Curry's got $600 million
in the bank. Pete's Pizza's Knicks.
I got nothing else besides my Saturday morning basketball run. If they take
you're still
that,
playing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm saying that's all I have in my life. That's the only thing I look forward to.
What about your wife and children? What about your wife and children?
Yeah, they're there too. But I'm just telling you, right now, my Saturday morning run is more important to me than Steph Curry's career. That guy's got his own production company. He's fine. Don't worry about him. He's got the best doctors in the world.
Then Steph maybe winning another title means to him.
Trust me, all the weekend warriors out there relate to this. It stinks when you get injured. EJ, you're the worst. I mean, you 2 years of I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's been terrible, right?
Dislocated shoulders, and now this knee thing is the worst.
EJ is the worst.
That's you're like Maggie.
EJ has it the worst.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, go to them and they're having them break your finger and rehab.
Well, do you want to fix it? I'm just saying, I don't go like, into the doctor and
that's
say
6 months of rehab.
Well, okay, then just tape it up and get out there.
Just do us, do us a favor. When you go to the finger doctor, if he suggests getting in a hot tub, walk out.
Yes, we know the last time you got into a hot tub for a questionable doctor.
No swirly baths.
Yeah, it's a
ankle.
Weird. Yeah. Waterborne disease.
Listen,
it's funny. It's like, guys, I'm dating this new guy. It's amazing. I'm dating a doctor. It's like, what kind of doctor is this? Finger doctor?
Listen, I've had.
I'd be like, girl, run.
I don't even know if this guy does a whole hand, by the way. But go ahead.
No, I'm saying I've had Andrea complain enough about this broken pinky I had playing basketball at middle school that I will still talk about this injury. I don't care. I agree with Perloff.
Yeah, by the way, I saw my old finger doctor in the city. He was Steph Marbury's doctor forever. Steph, I think, broke his hand. I saw the Knicks hand doctor. There he wasn't even a hand doctor, by the way. He only worked on NBA players' fingers, so whatever. And he always used to tell me, all the NBA guys say, tell the team, give me 3 weeks off instead of two, which was so funny. I was like, I should report that. But if you're an NBA team, who's the most important person there? The finger doctor. Ask Steph.
I just love it. You have to go to school for, 11 years to become an orthopedic hand specialist?
This, by the way, that is hard to get an appointment. You know, because hands are very, very vulnerable.
11 years of school for what? Just to be called the finger doctor.
Just to be called the finger doctor on national radio.
I think you guys are making way too big a distinction over the terms here.
No, just your history of doctors in air quotes and then dropping, I go to the finger doctor. It was hilarious.
I don't know.
Also, I'm seeing here that it's not just fingers. If you're going to be an orthopedic hand surgeon, you got to do hands, wrists, and forearms.
This guy definitely is not looking at forearms. I was there, I walked into the waiting room, everybody's got wraps on their hands, and
and then there's Perloff, it's like, my finger hurts.
No, I mean, yeah, they were all there with broken fingers, every single person. Yeah, this, Maggie, look at this. This is not supposed to do that. If you're on YouTube, this is not how a finger is supposed to look. That is a broken bone.
You need a finger doctor.
I need a finger doctor.
Left ring finger doctor only.
If I walk in the office, he's like, well, I'm really more of a forearm specialist. I'm right out.
888-710-4ISN. Thank you, Bogish. Coming up, we want more of your calls on this prank call scandal. How big of a deal do you think this is? And secondly, the Lakers postmortem, season's over. Who are you pointing the finger at? LeBron James? Is it J.J. Redick? Who really deserves to wear it? Maybe it's Rob Pelinka, who's the general manager.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sure. So much more to do. It's the Megan Perlow Show.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. More Lakers breakdown. What went wrong? Maggie, I don't think there's easy answers.
There's not, because the roster's not complete. But I refuse to believe that we, A, all should have seen this coming, or B, that this roster can't get better in the offseason.
I'm doing a little bit of that. We should have saw it coming, even though I predicted them to be in the Western Conference Finals. We'll ignore that part.
It's not like any of this is being recorded, right? Let's go to Malik, who's in Tucson, Arizona. What's up, Malik?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I just wanted to say, yeah, that finger doctor conversation was pretty hilarious, I got to admit.
If you missed the Perloff talking about his finger doctor, you can always hit the rewind function on the Odyssey app.
Guy, I go in, it's anyway, go ahead, Val.
Yeah, that conversation happened last segment. We also have a podcast that you are free to download for all the ridiculousness. What do you got on the Lakers?
Yeah, I just wanted to double dip like the previous caller. First of all, let me go to the NFL. Yeah. He is right. The guy is 21 years old. He's not a child. I work in IT at a university. And a phone number is considered personally identifiable information. Mm-hmm. That is a data breach because it's personal information. And they're lucky that there's not a lawsuit, honestly, that you could really go that way. But back to the Lakers. I've been a Laker fan for 45 years. When he won a championship in the bubble, that was great and all. I'm one of those rare characters as a Laker fan. I never wanted LeBron. The guy's a mercenary. He destroys organizations. He doesn't play defense. I feel like he gets a lot of passes on a lot of things that he doesn't do. But I feel like when they won that championship, they had a formula that worked really well that the rest of the league doesn't really seem to see. I felt like they went with big men. They had men in the middle that really were defending the basket. And the rest of the league is really about standing around waiting for guys to get open to shoot three-pointers, whereas the Lakers that year, they had that X factor where – they didn't have great three-point shooters, but you couldn't get to the basket. They had guys that were getting rebounds, blocking shots, things like that. The minute they got rid of that roster, I felt like that was a problem, and I felt like this year I did see it coming as far as not with another championship because they just don't have the roster right now. And Jackson Hayes, as Andrew said earlier, he's terrible. I know he's really young. He's tall and all that. He still needs to realize that he is tall, first of all, and that he can rebound,
right,
and that he can box out, and that he can block shots. But yeah, I just feel like right now the roster is just not there.
So do you want LeBron to move on? You'd rather have him either retire or just kind of move on from the whole LeBron, era?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I've been wanting it for like the last 3 years, honestly. I know it's crazy. Everybody gives me crap at work. I get it. But I feel like they need to move on. And when they traded for Luka, the hysteria was kind of funny because the guy, yeah, he scores a lot of points. He has great stats and all of that. But one thing when you watched him in Dallas, one thing that really hurt that team was he doesn't play any defense.
Yeah.
And you can't have a guy playing no defense. Yeah, a guy playing no defense, and then you couple him with LeBron, who also plays no defense. So you're basically playing three on five every day.
Well, at least, Malik, LeBron can choose when he wants to turn on the defense. Austin Reeves plays no defense. I don't know if he can fix that LeBron has his moments still.
That's a lot of no defense.
No, I get it. It's a lot of no defense.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Malik, thanks so much for the phone call. I love, too, the he says he gets a lot of crap at work because he complains about LeBron James being on the Lakers, right? I'm sure that's not that popular amongst Laker fans. I tell you what, the people who you should not give crap to at work, the IT people.
Like, no, don't mess with them.
You do not want to mess with the IT people. He just told you, I've got your phone number. I can crack open your whole life, you know? Do not mess with IT people.
I'm not sure the IT person's going to do that over an NBA argument necessarily.
No, I mean, they're ethical, but these are not the people you test.
Yeah, you know how
Jordan arguments get? I wouldn't be surprised.
You know how I always give you crap about the Bills and EJ crap about the Jets? I don't do that to the IT people. I'm like,
do not.
You know, the Giants are looking up.
Yeah, let Alex and Paul they say. Just whatever they want.
The Giants are, in fact, looking up. You better be nice to me, buddy.
Yeah.
APs are also don't mess with IT guys. You don't want to mess with associate producers either.
Yes, because you record everything we have in the breaks.
And I can also just bring down the levels of your microphone.
You can take us off the air. Sorry, go ahead. You were making a point about the Lakers, and I interrupted you.
I was? No, I was. I got on another path where I was going to mention that when you say looking up, do you mean 5 wins for the Giants next year?
Here we go.
Throw that out there.
Right. Can't get through a segment.
No, that's so easy. Unless you're at IT. No, it's funny to me, by the way. Malik's in Tucson, Arizona, and I get that. Like, I'm sure there are more Lakers fans there than notice he didn't mention.
Want to be a fan of the Suns?
KD and the Suns. Like, there's so many. It's such a national team. It's crazy. I'm sure every Saturday morning I go to basketball, we have a conversation about the NBA. The first thing we're going to debate is, can this Lakers team add enough to win a title? I think everyone's going to say no.
You know, what's interesting, though, about what he just said is that, you know, was never on the LeBron, train, you know, mercenary. Well, LeBron's been there for 7 years now. 7 years and a title. I think he deserves a little more than that, I would push back. And also, I don't know how many people want to get rid of him. You know, listen, do you want him for next 3 years and $137 million? Well, that's a no. But I know people don't like the Bronny thing. We made fun of it.
How much do they dislike him for the Bronny thing?
I mean, him doing the passive-aggressive moment last night in the post-game press conference where he said, do you need more help? You know, and he's like, well, I'm not commenting on that because AD made a comment and he was gone a week later. Like, LeBron doesn't shadow run the Lakers still. Come on. What are we? Bored on a day, but not yesterday. Keep them coming about the Lakers, the prank call scandal, and we get into Belichick too.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.